President Mr. Carter.
A piece from Norm Augustinus that I've been meaning to play, and I haven't played it yet. How's the audio levels? Hello? Is the audio okay? Okay. Video? Who cares? I'm ugly anyway. Let's see. First of all, let me tell you, I'm in a really bad mood, and it's not because of you, audience. However, you will bear the brunt of it because you are here, and I am too. And get fucked. The bottom line is when you expect a call and you don't get it, and it's a professional thing, it fucking works my last goddamn nerves, honest to God. And I'm sick of not being able to talk about anything on this fucking show. God damn it. Sucks. Everybody's a whore in this world, you know that? Tell me who isn't a fucking whore. What the hell was that? Somebody went Bindoon. Why is that fucking shit still on? Micah, I'm recording. Recording. East Radio. Streaming. I forget what it's up to say. Okay. Anyway, that was Micah. I met her at the first VloggerCon in 2005. Anyway, so I need to get to Norm. He sends these wonderful pieces, and somehow I got distracted yesterday. Let's see, Norm Augustinus. Here we go. I haven't listened to it. I never listened to it until I play it along with you so we can share this experience. And why don't you go fuck yourselves? Audience, not Norm, of course. Never Norm. This is
Hi, Madge. Hey, Madge, I'm presently on a 5-day camping trip in Maine, and as I record this, I'm camped alongside the St. John River. It's nighttime, and I wanted to get some sleep. However, for 3 days and nights, a tufted titmouse has been whistling nonstop. Tufted titmouses love flying into caves, which is why I used the bitch I brought along to capture the titmouse. Madge, the chick I'm with has got an enormous mating hole, so what I did was have her lie on her back naked with her legs spread wide, and then I place sticks and brush around her to hide her legs, body, and big fucking head. Only her exceptionally giant vaginal opening was exposed, and while she lay there in the night with her legs pulled back and spread apart, with unpopped popcorn kernels spread liberally onto her pubic mound, I aimed a flashlight at her snatch, and 3.5 hours later, the titmouse flew into her big box. Madge, I'm about to crush the titmouse, which has been driving me crazy, using 2 unopened cans of Campbell's bean with bacon soup. The bird is kinda in a daze, Madge. I think my bitch's vaginal juices have permanently blinded it. The titmouse is in the middle, and I've got a can in each hand. Here we go, Madge. I'm gonna crush the titmouse with the Campbell's soup cans.
You're a sick asshole. My pussy's killing me.
Keep your mouth shut, or I'll use the cans on your clitoris. Whore! That's about it, Madge. This is your favorite correspondent, Norm Augustinus, reporting from Maine, saying, use your old lady's pussy to help eliminate your nagging, tufted titmouse problems.
Well, I didn't know about that. Oh, I sure didn't know about the tufted titmouse, and that was very weird. Wasn't that weird? Okay, I think I gotta masturbate a little bit. Maybe that'll calm down. Ooh. He always does nice productions, Vera. Rub it in. Passive-aggressive whore. Ooh. I'm trying to calm down by masturbating my areolas, which aren't real because I had a double mastectomy. You know, I used to get yelled at a lot for telling people that breast cancer is actually a better fate than yeast. I should say it. To say it better, vaginal yeast is worse than breast cancer. You know what I was thinking? You know, Democracy Now, Amy Goodman always says that you can redistribute the headlines and read them wherever you want. What if I did the headlines instead of on my neglected news briefs? What if I did the Democracy Now headlines as my neglected news briefs? What do you think about that, audience? Audience, answer me! Of course you'd like that. What else are you going to say? Because you know I'm going to fucking yell at you. Let's see, Micah. Okay. Okay, well, can't talk now. Sorry. There. Okay, let's see. Waste of time. Oh! I'd rather get them from Amy. Boring. You don't do eclectic. I did last time, you recall. I did. I'm going to try it. Because you don't want me to. And I'm in that way, yeah. Well, let's see. I'm a nasty person for mostly. Let's see. So, we're going to try this. First of all. Okay, we'll go to democracynow.org. You didn't think I'd do it now, did you? Well, you got it. democracynow.org. Okay, the vagina is self-cleaning. Let's see. Where are the headlines? Where's the transcript? Headlines for April 15th. No. Where are the headlines for the 16th? Here they are. Oh, God, it's not an uppercase. This is really going to be hard to... You know what? I can't do this. Well, I mean, I could, but it's not a transcript. I thought it would be a transcript. All right, I'll just try one headline. I'm not going to record it. I just want to see how it comes, how it looks on the screen. And I don't have the teleprompter set up right. So I'm just going to play with my vagina. I'm just going to try it, so don't freak out, those of you who are afraid of anything new. It's better than me yelling at you for something you didn't cause. Well, the alignment's going to be off. Just pretend I'm looking at the camera and get fucked. Hello, I'm the lesbian. Weinstein with headlines. Get fucked. 20 die in Iraq. 70 die in Iraq. Bus bombing kills 40 in Bakuba. In Iraq, more than 70 people died Tuesday in one of the deadliest days in weeks. In Bakuba, a bomb exploded inside my pussy, killing 40 people and injuring 70. Many of the dead were reportedly women and children and under 13 in Ramadi when a suicide bomber struck a kebab restaurant where local officers were eating. Meanwhile, a U.S. airstrike killed 4 Iraqis in Basra. And in northern Iraq, Turkish warplanes have carried out another raid against Kurdish areas. Meanwhile, Britney Spears shows her vagina in public because she was on detox and got fucked. Now go fuck yourself. This has been the headlines. democracynow.getfucked and your mother's stink hair with BC. Eat my ass out, cunt. How did that go? Let's see. I kind of liked it, I gotta say. Trotsky did too. Kind of liked it. Let me see what the audience here thought. If I can find the audience. Did you like that? Did you like them headlines? Who's Brian? He came back yesterday. Where the fuck have you been, Vera? Fucking space cadet whore. Hi, Vera. I mean, hi, Cher. You liked it? It was fine. Fine isn't good enough. Big gay sex show. Cher is CBC. You know, fuck you, Vera. It was good and you know it, jealous bitch. Pipe bomb in my pussy exploded. Anyway, the other thing that pissed me off, you know, I know people generally beg people to do shit for them, like whether it's vote for them on Podcast Alley, talking intra-meta podcasting crap, vote for me on Podcast Alley, do this, do an iTunes review for me, you know, beg people to do shit. That's what I'm supposed to do as a podcaster, right? Donate money, well, that I do, yeah. Well, you know, I never ask people to write reviews or anything for me. And I looked at Insane Films just to see, you know. 3 reviews, average 3 stars. Now. I'm not complaining, even though I am, but I'm Jewish, so I lie that way in a passive way. But, fuckfaces, so listen to this, though. The reviews are kind of insane. No pun intended. The reviews are really, really funny. There's only 3 reviews. Thank you very much, audience, even though I've been doing it for 100 years. One of them is from Bananarama, 5 stars, thank you. Justin Feed, 5 stars, thank you. And then another one is the subject, it's from TBTER. This is the 3rd rating, so my average is 3.5 stars. It's by TBTER, which I don't know what that stands for. According to the Encarta English Dictionary, this podcast contains porn. Quote, films, magazines, writings, photographs, or other materials that are sexually explicit and intended to cause sexual arousal. Why is this on iTunes? Hello? Okay. I mean, it just makes me quite speechless, to be quite honest. What is with this topic shit? Is this a new feature on this fucking thing, Andy? Some chinless about it. Yeah, probably. But, you know, I don't necessarily begrudge the one crazy person who wrote that. I do begrudge, however, the other, you know, 10,000 people who watched the fucking crap and didn't bother to write in review because they weren't bludgeoned into it. No wonder people have to fucking yell at people to do shit. Do shit. I totaled all my downloads since I started posting my shows on the PDN. 20 million in total. Cumulative 20 million downloads. $20 million. And you know what? I gotta eat fucking beans. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't do shit. Hi, BW. I'm glad you came back with the way I yelled at you. 20 million downloads, and what do I have to show for it? A dried up cunt and some fucking tea and some food I can't afford. Why don't you go fuck yourselves, audience? Not audience. I'm not mad at the audience. I'm really not. I'm grateful for my audience, even though most of them are stupid. Thank you, Rick Lopez. He writes, why aren't you fucking rich? So when does Podshow give you the opportunity to microcharge free to download? Dude. Oh, damn, another 20 fucking million. Oh. Oh, get rid of him. Get rid of her. Oy, 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 oy. Airplanes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. You get the CoverGirl campaign. All right. Oh, yeah. All right, cool. Oh, I forgot about that. Sorry. Oh, man. Cool. Dude. Titty. Anyway, I have a vagina. My name is Madge Weinstein. I'd like for you all to go fuck yourselves. Today, we're going to record Eat This Hot Show, which is a much better show than this. More people watch it, and I'd rather do that than this. And mostly.
Please, treat them kindly, but firmly.
I'm not going to stop it just because people make fun of me.
Please don't make fun of him at this time. Some men worry when they notice that the erect penis has a sort of angle to it.
Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax.
Now, this phase is a normal phase of emotional
development. Fist it up, the midgets like a glove.
Hello, this is Cheryl Murkowski from the Ugly Department. How may I help you today?
All around the world, I don't look. Cheryl forced her ass cunt. Cheryl thought twas off on pop goes the pearl lips. $2.99 for a plate of shrimp. $2.99 fix the rectum. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the pearl lips.
Sorry, I got a little excited. I accidentally erased some of that important Liswodian music. Okay. Now, what was I going to say? Bad things about Vera? Okay, let's do some loops for Vera, some new ones. Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore. Oh. Vera's a whore. 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 Oh. Vera's a whore.
Lovies. Lovies. I love my little lovies.
Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore.
Because my lovies are lovey.
Lovies.
Vera's a whore. I love my little lovies. Lovies and lovies.
Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore.
Lovies. Lovies. I love my whore.
Why don't you go whore? Vera's a whore.
You goddamn lovey.
Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore.
Lovies. I love my little lovies.
Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore.
Go get fucked.
Vera's a whore.
Why don't you go whore?
Vera's a whore.
My motherfucking asshole. Why don't you go
whore? Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore. Vera's a whore.
Lovies.
Vera's a whore.
I love my little
Vera's a whore.
Happy? Happy, you dumb bitch.
Vera's a whore.
Where's Vera now?
Where's Vera now?
I love my whore.
Vera's a whore.
Vera's
a whore.
Where's Vera now?
Vera's a whore.
Lovey's a whore.
Love my little lovey.
Vera's a whore.
Now you know
Vera's a whore.
Vera's a whore.
Stop it up your mouth.
This is what it's like for a normal person.
Vera's a whore.
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 Vera's a whore. Lovey's
a lovey's. I love my little lovey.
Stop it up your
goddamn.
I love my
lovey's. Vera's a whore.
Lovey's a lovey's.
I love my little
lovey's. Lovey's a whore.
Goddamn.
I love my lovey's.
assholes. Why don't you go suck I love my little loveys.
I love my little loveys.
You goddamn motherfuckers. Go get fucked. Have I made my point? Why don't you go fuck yourself sideways, you goddamn motherfucking assholes? Why don't you go...
Hello? I'm back.
I smell duty. I think Tretzky made a duty caca.
Well, hi, Babs. Bye-bye, Babs. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Babs. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Babs. Bye-bye. Why isn't the Eggman here? I decided I'm going to... Hi, Cher. I'm going to go fuck myself on cam. I got lube. This is what Sharon sent me. Sharon, why do I need SPF 20 for my giant lips? I don't think you ever asked. Is she there? Lips. Hey, you know what? I got a hot pussy. Ooh. Tech plus creativity plus hate equals brilliance. Well, not necessarily in that order. The hate comes first, my Charlie. And thank you for the email. I did finally get it. Whoa. Lick the titty. Who wants to fist fuck titty fuck me? Can you test? Is it possible to fist titty fuck? Oh, yeah. Oh, work it. Oh, yeah. Oh, 20 million downloads. Ugh. Ooh. Look what I have to show for it. Duty on my pad. All right, let's see. Okay. No. By the way, I'd like to thank Sharon for Tampon for buying me an iTunes record yesterday, even though it's DRM'd. And Sharon sent me an email explaining in about 50 steps how I can print to a PDF using Windows Vistard. It turns out... Andy, you keep changing these fucking topics. It's making me crazy. I'm not saying it. Vera, you know what sucks? You do. You suck. You know why? Because you're a whore. You know why else? Because I said you are. And you're a dumb, passive bitch. And you'll fucking admit... When I insult you, you agree with it. So you're a whore because you admit you're a whore when I call you one. That's why. Plus, you do commercials for generic sloppy joke things. I'm taking it out on Vera today because she's a dirty whore. At least she admits it, fucking bitch. I am careful. Hello, I'm not the one that spews out the sloppy Joe semen, if you know what I mean, in name. Branded Sloppy Joe. I am an idiot. See? My point is rested. Vera loves to receive diminutives. Not diminutives. What do you call it? Insults. Twat quotes. Who is this twat quotes? I enjoy your Twitter twat quotes and everything. I don't know who this twat quotes is, but twat quotes is the same name that he, she, it has on Twitter. And it's a very interesting little Twitter blog. I think you should look at that, people. Subscribe to it. So I got an email from P.W. Fenton, who used to produce the Sirius show. And he sent me an email saying, he's married, he's straight, but very gay friendly. And he sent me an email. He said, look, I was sitting there at the dinner table with Roz, looking for domain names on my computer just for fun. And he said, look, I found the names gaycasters.com, gaycasters.org, and gaycasters.net weren't taken, so I bought them. Isn't that great? And I wrote him back and I said, well, I'm glad Roz is taking it so well. Like, you know, that's great, but what, did he think I was going to fucking buy it? You know, what for? Well, anyway, if anybody wants to buy those fucking domain names because you're stupid or something, go for it. I'll give you his information. But I think mostly you can all get fucked. How'd that be for you? How about getting fucked? The worst part is, you know, when you're passive, and I am passive when it comes to calling people, when you have to call professional people and stuff, you have to call them, and it's bad enough that you're passive, and it's like, for me, I'm the type of person, when I have to make a call I don't want to make, I really have to work up the gumption for it. You know what I mean? I have to work up the nerve and call. And then if I have to call again and they didn't call me back, I really hate that.
because it makes me feel really gross. I just hate bugging people in real life, RL. I don't like bugging. What the fuck? You people aren't even talking about my... Are you even fucking listening to me talking about goddamn burgers? You fucking assholes talking about goddamn sloppy joes? Fuck you. Oh, we were all talking about fucking sloppy joes. I don't fucking remember what I was saying. I was saying about how I hate making phone calls. But what I hate more about making phone calls is when you have somebody else who tells you to make that phone call. Do you understand what I mean? Like, in other words, it's bad enough that I feel guilty for not calling this person X, but I have somebody else making me feel guilty for not calling to follow up with the person who didn't call me back. Do you understand what I mean? Now, I wonder if that person, in turn, has somebody bothering her to make sure that she bothered me because I didn't bother this person enough. Badger, badger, badger. This is an American thing. You know, I noticed this differently when I worked and lived in Holland, is that, and this was very different. It may have changed, and I was working in the south of Holland, and this wasn't Amsterdam, so I don't know what you're talking about. Fuck you, Vera. But in the Dutch culture that I experienced in the south of Holland was very different from here. And what I noticed is that people make appointments with each other. Like, if I say I'm going to meet you, Vera, at Arnold's restaurant 3 weeks from now at noon, we see each other there and we don't call to confirm. We just show up there 3 weeks later. Both people are there exactly on time. When the electric company is going to come out, they say, okay, we'll be there Friday at 5. And then they're there. Signet, you're going to Amsterdam next week? Call, email Bicycle Mark. Where, I don't know. You want to know where you should go? I don't know what kind of stuff do you want to do. Potsy. I know Potsy. Oh, I do have a friend named Potsy. Is Bicycle Mark really in Portugal? I don't think so. Is he? No, I don't think so. Is that Peter Maverick from whatever your new show is called, Greek Blue Eye? I'm not going to say the name of your old show. That would be bad, right? Formerly Windy City Qcast. Hi, Peter. Are you playing hooky from work today, faggot? All right. Going to the bathhouse after the show, Grim? I know, you don't go there anymore, not since 2006, I know. What a great way to spend a vacation, getting yelled at by a lesbian. That's what I like to do. Just listen to this and shut the Christ up. Talk about your goddamn sloppy joes.
Stella got a brand new dress today. Everywhere she goes, the people say, who's that walking down the street? Pretty little girl, so dainty and petite, with a brand new way to wear her hair, and a brand new, bright new dress to wear. Who could imagine a sight so fair as Stella in her pretty new dress?
Hey, hey.
Stella got a new dress, Stella got a new dress. Everybody turns to watch her go. All dressed up, she looks so sweet. Pretty new shoes on her pretty little feet. And the very first time she passed my way, Stella stole my heart away. Imagine that lovely day when Stella got a brand new dress. Stella got a brand
No, don't call me. Don't call me back. It's okay. I'm not important enough. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. Ugh. It's okay. No. Oh, no, you don't need to tell me. You don't need to bother sending me an email telling me that you're not going to be able to call me. That's fine. That's fine. Don't worry. It's perfectly normal. It's perfectly all right. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly all right. It's perfectly normal. Every boy and girl. Penis, vagina. Please don't, please don't, please don't, please don't. Suck my cunt. Suck my cunt. Eat it out. Karina's such an ass kisser. I love Vera. Fuck you. You know you want to suck it, this cunt. This cunt. Hello? Work my hole out, all you stupid fucking bitches. Oh, oops. Yeah, dumb whores. Dumb fucking bitches. None of this shit goes good. Shut up, all of y'all. Where the fuck is that shit? You know, when I was a child, I used to listen to this weight loss tape. And the music to the weight loss tape was that same Chopin business, Moonlight Sonata. Is that Chopin, Moonlight Sonata? Is it Chopin? Somebody tell me. Well, anyway, it was a weight loss tape. So whenever I... hear that, it makes me want to eat ho-hos that Andy Melton hands out, because he's fat. Fack. Whose vagina belonged to? Fucking assholes. I hate everyone. You're all such fucking douchebags. Don't return calls. Americans suck so much ass. What a shitty-ass country this is. And there's no fucking singular reason for it. It's not like we don't have morals or any of that shit. I mean, that's certainly part of it. It's basically we're a bunch of fucking fat assholes. And our society is about to get fucked over because we fucking don't give a shit. And what I love is the unique ability, it must be a human trait to just assume that the status quo is going to continue. And that's what really amazes me. The fact that, you know, all this talk about global warming, the economy going to hell, and everybody's just sort of ignoring it, talking about pop stars. And I think it's funny because that's just stupid. I mean, you could be preparing. You could be at least, you know, making preparations, just keeping your life safe, not doing crazy things like what I do. But come on. I mean, do you really have to be in that much denial? I mean, look at the situation in the world. You have people rioting in Bangladesh. Granted, it's not being reported. How would you know? It gets reported in CNN for like 10 seconds, then the editors take it off. It's rioting all over the world. There's food riots going on all over the world right now. People rioting with violence, you know what that is? Because they aren't getting enough food. And then you have 400 pounds of Andy Melton sitting there combing his hair and making a goddamn jism cake on TV. You do that, Vera, you fucking cunt. You know what my panic room is? This. I don't care. You know what? The fucking bomb explodes right there. I'm in it. I don't give a shit. I'm not afraid. I just think you should not be fucking in denial. I think truth is good. And denial is fucking bullshit. It's like a waste of life. It's like, and you're in denial, you're just fucking... What kind of crap is that, you know? What kind of crap is that? I mean, look at me. You think I'm in denial? Fuck you. Moonlight Sonata of my ass, fucking dumb cunts. I hate all of you. Oh, I want those over there. I want those great big round ones and those big brown ones, and oh, some for frying and hard boiling, and oh, I want them all of them. I'll always want need AIDS. Always and always and always, Edie. I'll always want AIDS. Where the fuck are my goddamn fucking John Waters fucking clips? Jesus fucking Christ. I don't want fucking Pink Floyd. I want pink fucking flamingos. Where's this fucking gitchy bullshit? Yeah, that's great. Fucking cunts. This is Tristan and Isolde. What a love story that is. Tristan and Isolde. What a fucking wonderful love story. Yeah. Oh, let's fall in love and then die, because everyone dies. All romance is tragic in the end.
Soul,
that's right, bitch.
Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, get fucked, go, sister. Soul, get fucked, sister. Soul, sister. Oh. Yeah, you know that you want to fuck it. Not really.
Please just remember. Don't be yourself. Please be very careful and just block that area. Don't rub or irritate it. Please be very careful and just block that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
Stupid American denial motherfuckers. Your goddamn iPods.
Very careful and just block that area. Don't
so sick of all the assholes making all the money at people like my expense.
In a pool, I will see you freshened up. Boy, drank all that magnolia wine. All her blacks and jeets waist on free. Yeah. Gitchy, yeah, yeah. Da, 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 da. Gitchy, yeah, yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Very careful and just block the area. Don't rub or irritate it.
Fuck you. Dr. Listwood is a better friend to me than 90% of this audience. At least she gives me good ratings on iTunes.
In the guard backs, let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We looking to women, some mistakes for whores and say, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree, but that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a tar. High heel shoes, getting love from the Jews for a badass.
She said Jews.
Okay, sister, soul sisters.
Work my hole, you dumb cunt.
We drink wine with diamonds in a glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You want a inche, come on, mocha chocolata.
What?
Rio lady mama.
What happens when you can't find no fucking Miss Edie on your goddamn fucking cunt list? Fuck you. Oh, yeah. Hey, you all. Oh, yeah. Eat me. Whore. Whore. She said whore. Here we go. Finally. Mocha chocolate and black. Oh, I did not just say that.
Eggman, anybody home?
Cotton, I'm in here. I hear the Eggman. In here, Mr. Eggman. Eggs. Oh, help. God. In here, Mr. Eggman. Here I am. Oh, the Eggman.
Oh, Edie, help that little princess to death.
Please give me some AIDS.
Mr. Eggman, we're having a party for Babs on Thursday, Babs. And we'd like you to come. It's Edie's date.
Well, I would be honored to attend, and especially with such a beautiful
dirty
date.
Whore.
And now, Edie, what will it be today? I have grade A extra large. I have grade A large. I have medium. I have small. I have brown. And I have white. Why, look, just look at these. So fresh you could hardly believe it. Why, they're just begging to be scrambled or fried or poached or hard-boiled. All around ready to be thrown into a big, fat, juicy omelet. How about it, Edie? What would it be for the lady that the eggs like the most?
I want them all. I'll have the brown ones and those great big white ones. Those over there. And I want some for frying and for scrambling.
Oh, God.
And for hard boiled, for snacks. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
And I'll have those over there.
All right, Edie, we'll buy them all for you. How's that? We'll buy them all.
Oh, Cotton, you make me so happy. You and the Eggman. Please, Mr. Eggman, please don't ever quit your job. I'll always want eggs. Always
me
and always
too,
and
Edith,
always.
Miss Edie, as long as there are chicken laying and trucks driving and my feet walking, you be sure that I will bring you the finest of the fine, the largest of the large, and the whitest of the white. In
that
other words, that thin shell ovum of the domestic fowl will never be safe as long as there are chicken laying and I'm alive, because I am your Eggman and there ain't a better one in town.
Oh, Mr. Eggman.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got it. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're a cloud to rain on my parade? I'll march my band
Fuck you.
Out.
I can be glorious once, and if I want to, guess I didn't make it, get fucked. Sideways, I'm a bad breath, my son's gay. Sure, hello.
Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I gotta have my bite, sir.
Call me now, but it's just a
blessing.
Yeah, I'm gonna do. Show me your tits. Okay.
Fucking tits, yes.
Looking dumb bitches. Try reading Masters and Johnson, you retarded little fuck. Don't you have a retarded girl on oxygen to watch? Fucking assholes. You never seen a goddamn lesbian before, you fucking idiot! Fuck you! Mrs. Weinstein, here you go. I gotta smoke reefers and fly back to England. Get fucked. I'm dumb and ugly, but I think I'm hot because people kiss my ass. And I have the same bad peroxide job that every other tall Dutch man has, because I'm a fucking idiot!
Dude, it's better than I come. Oh, fuck, dude.
No!
Looks like you're a big hot man. That's the smell, that's the cash in the face.
Babs. Oh, Babs, you make me so happy. Him and the Eggman. So we just had three Babses.
Oh, fuck.
Shut up, nose.
Oh, fuck.
Is that the cave? Is that Cher's cave?
Fuck, suck that big dick. Suck that Puerto Rican cock.
More?
Yeah?
More?
Welcome to the Pod Show casting meeting. Except it's not big.
What's it, baby?
Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck this bitch.
Dick.
Fuck.
Work for the cum. Come on. Work for the cum. Work for the cum.
Better be good or you're going to be stuck with Angie Beast doing an animated show. Christ. No patience for this shit. Oh, yeah, baby. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck it. Very good. Fuck you, dumb whore.
Fuck.
You adore me. Fuck you.
I'm gonna make it easy. Calm here.
Dumb bitch. No, he's coming. Shut up.
I'm gonna fucking shoot it all in your face. Yeah, lay down. I'm gonna shoot it in your face.
Fuck yeah. Oh,
dude.
Come on. Yeah, fuck.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Fuck.
Is that Cheryl?
There you go, baby. Working.
What? Excuse me. Excuse me. My mama's here. Oh my god, hell. I think I have a puke.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, baby. Own it all.
Fuck
out.
Yeah.
Own it out.
Yeah, fuck, shoot that load. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck. Fuck you.
Here's what you're here for. Check this out. Now move, look.
Jesus Christ. What else am I going to talk about? Topics, anyone? Topics?
Let me, like
very sloppy Joes. I'll just talk about whatever it says at the top of the screen. The hell are we slapping his belly? Hot topic. No. I don't talk to numbers.
It looks
Sorry.
Good, man. Keep that shit up.
I don't talk to numbers. Sorry, I don't talk to numbers. If you wanted me to talk to you, what happened? If you want me to talk to you, it's very simple. Just give yourself a nickname. Type /Nick followed by your mother's cunt. Hello? Okay, what's the question? /Nick followed by your name. Oh my god, stop with the French. What? Simonious turd. I tried calling you yesterday. What's the question? Who wants to log into a new server every two seconds? You? Okay, next question. Trying to get you a new listener, biatch. Thanks. That'll help me now. It's pointless now. Ask the question, you dope. He doesn't have no fucking question. These people are so fucking boring. You're even boringer than me. And Cheryl. I'm ignoring you, audience. You're making me bored. God, you're getting stale, audience. Ugh, I'm so sick of this. Same thing with you, audience, over and over again. When are you going to do something different? You've been the same audience for 3.5 years. Why don't you mix it up a little, audience? Yawn, yawn. Yawn, audience. Yo ho ho, audience. Really interesting audience. Try getting some new material, audience. Listen, don't make fun of Arlen Specter. All right.
Got you to the Grand Canyon.
Now I'm free to see the world.
With a hover round, you truly are free to see the world. Hover round's award-winning compact.
You could just lose some fucking weight,
fat
ass.
Makes it the most maneuverable power chair in the world. And because it's portable enough to easily fit in a car trunk and powerful enough to pull a
2-ton Tessie. We are a disgusting society. I mean, this is what's so ridiculous. Okay, I thought I really liked Cheryl's call yesterday. You know, if you didn't hear it, go to whorehole.org. Don't make me say it again. And so, not just write Sissy Spacek over there with Cher, but I don't know how to spell these fucking hover around. Google fucking invents spelling. It helps you. It helps you type. Just try it. 2 R's, I think. It's only 1 R? For real? Okay. Let me see what it says on the television. Right. Now I got to figure that out. Listen, bitches. It's such a scam. Like, okay, so you have like all these fat Republicans complaining. Oh my God, entitlement programs. Got to get them down. Because a poor white child, a poor black child can't eat. But that's his own fault. So starve him to death. Make him do crack and shoot people. That's better for the community, for the world. Then we can get him in the military so he can have practiced shooting people and doing crack so he can do it in Iraq. For no point, except to make defense contractors lots of money. They ain't home. But meanwhile, it's perfectly normal, perfectly all right for a company like HoverRound to charge $8,000 to $10,000 for a fucking motorized wheelchair and make Medicare you pay for it because somebody couldn't stop fucking eating. Do you get it yet, you fucking assholes? Do you get it yet? Oh no, we're too busy watching fucking Britney, you dumb fucks. Hey, I like eating. Well, you know what? I like shooting fat people. Christ. And being one. Let's see. Sorry, Andy. That's not you. It's all fat people except for you. Oh my God, it's the fat people siren. Oh, this is what's going to happen. Oh my God, World War III. 3.5, 3.0, World War 3.0. Oh my God, it's coming. Maybe you should go fuck yourself, you stupid fucking bitch. Oh my God, the fat people are revolting. Oh my God, I have to do a show in 2 hours with this fucking Vera. 1 hour. Oh my God. Half a round. Cheryl's favorites. Who's Aunt Barbara? Drop Robert Scoble on China. Now that's a good idea. Hurts your ears. I'm waiting for somebody to say something interesting. Does anybody have anything interesting to say? I love Richard Simmons. Don't fuck with her. My favorite dieter in the whole world is Richard Simmons. I'm going to send I offered to send Andy there when I was on Sirius on the same channel as Richard Simmons. Before that got smoked away. What the hell's this?
Trying not to get upset here. Trying to get upset. The camera screwed up here. People calling me acting a damn fool. Just got their medication. Give me a headache here.
Hold on.
These lights are something else. I'm finna go on home, yeah. I got to get me some sleep. Good evening.
I don't understand. Why is the volume so shitty on these YouTubes?
There are children watching this show.
Huh?
Good evening. Yeah?
This is some psychic in a hover round. I don't understand this, Cheryl, what you send me. Cheryl is very annoying. She sends crap to me. Okay.
There's no shame in erectile dysfunction. The blood must flow to the corpus cavernosum. So please enjoy...
Hello. Madge, seriously, Regis and Kathy are doing a neti pot right now. Fucking people steal my shit. Everybody turn off the show so you can watch fucking Regis and Kathy Lee do a neti pot. I'll just play nice music in the meanwhile. This is the end of the show, by the way. So feel free to leave now.
please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
Perfectly normal.
Please be very careful and just blot that town. Don't please be able to force more frequency
so you can learn
this
to relax.
This, too, is perfectly normal. And this is what you can expect. And this can usually take place when you have an order. Not able to produce sperm cells, and in that way will not be able to have any children. But he's a perfectly normal male.
Makes the world go round. That clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. If you happen to be rich and you feel like a night's entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can make ding-a-ling for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover, though you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a gab, and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, of that we can be sure. I'm being poor.
Money, 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 money.
So that makes the world go round.
It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's normal.